Okay, this is the complete works of William Shakespeare. This is the second play, King Henry VI, Part 1, written about 1590 to 1591. My name is Kevin Hanna. I'm doing this as a project for Stephen Hanna. This is a play I read a couple of weeks ago, and admittedly these early ones are going to be a little more vague and a little more chaotic as I try and recall specifics. Unfortunately, I'm going to be left with a little bit more of the uncertainties of life when I recount these. Basically, King Henry VI, Part 1, chronicles Joan of Arc and the Dauphin fighting King Henry VI, Part 1. King Henry VI has just recently been coronated. It follows the events of King Henry V, obviously, and consolidation of power and that sort of thing. The War of the Roses factors into this, and there's a scene that everyone always ascribes to William Shakespeare. How much Shakespeare actually wrote of this one is a little bit open to scholars debate, I suppose. I'm not a scholar, though, so what do I know? The one thing I do note is that the Elizabethan drama certainly has some parallels to contemporary Hollywood, and that a great many things seem to have been written by committee, with people brought in to do punch-ups and touch-ups and all that sort of thing. So is William Shakespeare the Ron Bass of the 1590s to the 1600s? Who knows? That's for scholars to debate and not me. Basically, King Henry VI, Part 1 goes from the coronation straight on through. The one interesting part, or not the one interesting part, but the one moment in it that really sticks out for me is the beginning of Act 5, I believe, or beginning of Act 4, maybe. There's two scenes between a father and son on the battlefield that are particularly great. Effectively, the father, who is the leader of the forces, says, you know, we're outnumbered, we're going to die. He says to his son, you need to go home and get out of here because it's going to be a massacre and I can't have you here. The son says, no, that's wrong. You need to leave. You're the leader. Discretion is the better part of valor, and you need to get out of here so that you can fight another day. Father says, no, your mom's going to kill me. You got to go. It's the right thing. You don't need to worry about this. I'm telling you to go. There was no dishonor in this because I'm telling you, you have to get out of here. The son says, look, there's no dishonor for you leaving because you've actually done something with your life and you've actually been done enough in the battles to warrant knowing that discretion is the better part of valor. If I leave now, I've done nothing. I'm just a coward. And what am I going to do? I'm going to point to you who are dead, who can't vouch for the fact that you sent me away. No, I have to stay here to fight. And the father and son then agree that all right, let's do this then. We're, you know, obviously, I don't know what else to do. We just have to fight. They go and they fight like lions. I can't remember the Three Amigos joke at this moment in time, but the long story short is that they both die. You know, Joan of Arc's crazy and nutty, but just leading the armies, and the Dauphin does her thing, and at the end, it's, who's going to marry who? As always, with these stories, this is really vague, I know. It's actually surprisingly good. I thought I was going to dislike the histories as I went through them, because I think I'm more of a, you know, comedies kind of guy, but this one I was pretty taken with. I was pretty happy with, and ultimately, you know, it was a pretty good little play that Shakespeare crafted there, or at least had something to do with, you know, the touch-ups, the Quentin Tarantino Silver Surfer jokes and Crimson Tide or whatever. That's a terrible reference, and it's just should be cut immediately from this. But I'm at 3:47 on the old iPod, so I'll tell you what, that's going to be it for this one. Obviously, it's a little weaker than perhaps it should. Well worth a read though, particularly those two scenes with the father and son. Complete Works of Shakespeare summaries by Kevin Hanna for Stephen Hanna. Enjoy.